Oh my God. Hi. This feels so weird. I haven't recorded an episode in so long just because I've been so busy. And people have actually asked me, why haven't you uploaded anymore? Which makes me feel so happy because, like, you guys actually listen to them and enjoy them. Thank you. But I've just been really, 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 really abnormally busy with school. Like, it's been so drowning. So demanding, so everything that's not good. Like, I keep telling myself, like, obviously, like, Monday to Friday, I don't have the time, but I keep telling myself during the weekend, sit down and do it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the things I talk about here, I already know. Like, it's already in my brain. Maybe I need to take the time to look up and research one or two things, but for the most part, I can just sit here and talk. And so that part's easy, but I need to set the time aside for it. And then last weekend, I said I for sure was gonna do it, but I didn't because I had so many things to do. And then I told myself this weekend. So actually, I worked on four assignments, all for the same class that were due this weekend in the last like the last 2 days. I finished this morning finally. So I'm allowing myself to take a little break and do this anyway. Not that any of you care about that whole update and that whole thing. So today's episode is angel numbers. And angel numbers is something I'm pretty passionate about because it's one of those things I find really interesting because it's, for a lot of people, it's just a coincidence. For other people, it actually means something. To me, it means something. To me, I see angel numbers as a sign, as the universe, you were meant, the universe wanted you to see this number, and it means something. So, angel numbers are numbers, you are repeated numbers you see, and there's each sequence of numbers, like there's 111, 222, 333, each sequence of numbers, they mean something different. But you can also have your own angel number that is not necessarily a repeating number like 444 or 555. It's just a number you see often and a number you associate your angel numbers to. For example, my friend Victoria, who you guys already met, her angel number is 237. She always sees 237. Every time she looks at her phone, it's whatever time 37 or 237. Whenever she looks at a number, it's 237. She looks at license plates, 237. That's just her personal angel number. Your personal angel number, I think it mostly comes from either an important maybe date or an important number on your, like, that has to do with something that happened to you or just your life in general that then turns into an angel number because you see it so often and that's what you start associating it with. Or it can also be a number. I tried this once. I don't think, actually, it just worked. So I tried this once. I was meditating and I was really meditating about this like specific situation I was going through. And I was talking to the universe, talking to my angels, whatever, my guardian angels or whatnot. And I told them, or her, or they, or I don't know, I told them that I wanted 16 to be a number for me. So, and it was just a number that came to me. And I told them, please, whenever I see, like, make it be a sign that, so I know that whenever I start seeing, let's say, for example, right now it's 316, just that I looked at the phone. Whenever I start seeing a lot of 16s, make it be a sign for me. Like, I want 16 to be a way you can communicate to me that this situation I'm manifesting for is gonna get better. Like, so I associated it with that situation and I manifested that. And I truly, like, for the longest time after that, like, I didn't see this anywhere. I was just called to do it and I thought, I don't know, it felt right, so I just do it. I just did it. And for a long time after that, I didn't see it. Like, I thought it didn't work. I thought I did something wrong. I thought I was just going crazy. Like, it didn't work. I didn't see any 16s or any whatever time 16 as often as I thought I would, because I normally do see a bunch of angel numbers like every day. But this time with this 16 thing, it didn't really work. But now that I look on it, it's really interesting that as soon as I talked about it, I turned my phone on and it was 316. So that's pretty interesting. And I truly do believe, well, I should update you guys if I keep seeing 16 numbers, like whatever time 16. Because I truly do think it makes sense for me to see this number 16 right now. Because for some reason, I was manifesting this whole situation to get better, right? Like back in that time. But I also expected it to get better and to start seeing this number 16, which meant it would start getting better back then. But obviously, now that I look back on it, it wasn't the time. And I truly think that now it would make sense. I don't know if if this is really just a coincidence because I'm recording this and I'm just talking about this or what it is, but I truly do think this is a much better time and a much better place for that specific situation I was manifesting about. And it would make sense if I start seeing that number 16, like just now. So yeah, we shall see. I'll update you guys. But aside from that, I do see so many angel numbers every single day. Every time I look at the clock, it's 111, 222, 333. I look at the clock every single repeating number. And I've seen a lot of people being like, I get like pumped up, or like I get surprised for no reason when I see an angel number on my phone. Like, I don't look at my phone all day. Personally, I've thought about that too, and I've had that thought as well. But I see them mostly when I'm not paying attention on my phone. Like, when I'm in class and I get bored and I look at my phone to like check the time, it's always a repeating number. So by now, I have memorized what each angel number means. Because I'm just so used to seeing them, and I see them every day. I see them every day with the times. I see them in license plates. I see them building numbers. I see them everywhere. But I do have a definition for the most like known ones. So it's like repeating numbers from 1 to 9. And actually, the way I learned these like pretty easily was because when I started my spiritual awakening and I started seeing a lot of angel numbers, which is a sign. If you start going through your spiritual awakening and you start bumping into this repeating numbers, it's pretty common. And that's probably like your biggest sign that it's coming, especially depending on which number you see and what that number means, which I will tell you just now. But when I started my spiritual awakening, the whole widget thing was happening, like the whole widget on your phone screen. Home screen was happening. So I added a big widget of that picture I have all the definitions with. I mean on. Okay. So 111, I see this every day. Intuition, it means intuition. It means to trust your gut and listen to your heart, which is basically what intuition means. I see 111 every day and 1111. 1111 and 111, you can interpret it as both 111 or 1111. I mean, they both mean pretty much the same thing, that listen to your heart and listen to your intuition and that you're on the right path. I think 111 is the first number you start seeing the most when you first start being introduced to this. Although I will say, of course, it doesn't count if you're looking at your phone. If you start looking at your phone at 11:09 and just keep looking at your phone until it turns 11:11, and you're like, oh my God, no, it doesn't work like that, obviously. You just have to, it has to be meant to be, and you have to bump into it, you know? Like, you can't like go around and like constantly be looking around for numbers. Like, it has to be something that you're looking around and then suddenly, oh God, I noticed. Like, it was my, it was, it I don't know, it was just meant to be, you know? So you can force it. 222, this is alignment. It means you are in the right place and the right time. I also see 222 a lot, and I see 222 a lot, most specifically when I'm with people. When I'm with people, I always see 222, and I find it so it brings me such peace because for such a long time, I experienced not being really comfortable with those around me and not being really comfortable with my circles and whatnot. So now, looking at 222 when I'm with my friends, it just makes me feel so calm because it does feel like I'm in the right place at the right time. And it makes me kind of like stop and evaluate and really value those people that I now have in my life. So in this case with 222, I always see it when I'm with friends, and I do think it's true. Like, I do think I'm at the right place in the right time. And I think it's something really beautiful to get to experience every day. It's so corny. I see 222 either, when I'm with my friends or when I'm really frustrated. When I'm really like, let's say I'm really bored in class, I'm really frustrated in class, I just want to leave. I always see 222 then, and it also calms me down because it makes me remember that everything happens for a reason. So 222 really does remember me, really does make me remember, the blessings I have in my life, and also to be patient and that everything will happen for a reason. So whenever I see that, it reminds me that, like, calm down. If you're frustrated, if you're in class right now, if even though you want to leave, this is where you're meant to be, and it's going to be okay. Of course, when I put the example of wanting to leave class, it sounds stupid, but it applies to anything, really. When I'm fighting with someone I see 222, it's really common for me. Then we have 333. This one means support. Your spiritual guides are around you, sending you love, support, and guidance. This is a very, I feel loved when I see 333. Personally, I don't see 333 that much. I see it like every other day or like every 2 days. So I don't see it as often, but I still see it pretty often. 444 protection. It's a lot like support, like it's a lot like 333, but 444 protection, it means the universe and your spiritual guides are protecting you. So 333, it's kind of like your guides and your angels are around you, and they're there for you, and they're helping you keep like they're keeping you sane. Whereas 444 is more for actual protection, and they're protecting you. 444, I do see every day, at least twice a day, which makes me feel really loved because I do feel safe when I'm more spiritually awake. Ew! Oh, I hate it. Okay. 555. 555, I don't see a lot actually. 555 means change, something new is coming. 555, I saw a lot during the summer. Like every day I would see 555, like something new was coming. And something new did come. Like things really did change after that. So, instead of that's not, it's not a, that, if that's not proof to you, then I don't know what is. 666, it means reflect. It's time to wake up to your higher spiritual truth. 666, I saw a lot also when I started this whole journey. I would see it a lot. And I mean, it means wake up, wake the fuck up. And I do think I needed that. Oh my God, counter is so annoying. I did need that. And as soon as I started realizing that's what it meant, or as soon as I started naming it as that and recognizing it as that, it really did help me, and it really did remember me that something better was coming, and something better did come. So, yeah. 777, it means luck, wonderful things are about to happen. Seven is commonly known as like a lucky number, like lucky number seven. But yeah, 777 means luck. I had for a few days, I had a stick and poke on my finger of 777. It didn't mean, I mean, it's not like it meant like every time I looked at it, I was supposed to see it, because at the end of the day, it's on my finger. Like, of course, I'm gonna look at it. But to me, I kind of did it as more of like something to take with me everywhere, to take this luck and to take this like four leaf clover everywhere I go, and kind of in a sense. But it did fade away, sadly. I want to do it again. I miss her. I think it's on my Instagram. I'm not too sure. Go look at my Instagram. It was pretty It was really pretty. I miss her so much. Anyway, 888. It's balance. 888. I don't think I've ever seen 888. Like, I barely see 888 at all. It means everything is falling into place and it's meant to be. I think the reason why I haven't seen 888 really is because I truly don't feel like my life has completely settled down to what it's meant to be. So I think 888, it's mostly, maybe 888, it's like a sign of like maturity. Maybe I'll start seeing 888 when I'm like settled down and when I'm independent and I'm truly comfortable with my whole like living situation. By living situation, I don't mean like where I live. I mean like, I don't know, you know, just life in general. 999, I did see a lot. Actually, I'll talk about that situation next. 999 means release. It means it's time to let go of what's no longer serving you. Actually, I have a little story time about 999. 999, during the summer, kind of, I was going through this whole thing, this whole breakup, and I was kind of like still holding on to the tiniest bit of hope for no reason, really. Like, I shouldn't, what was I doing? I don't know. But I was holding on to the littlest bit of hope. And that is, actually, that's the situation I mentioned earlier about the 16 thing. I was asking, like, for guidance, like, what do I do about the situation? And basically 16 was meant to be a sign that the whole situation was getting better. Maybe not with that specific person, but just in general with how I was feeling about my love life and my self-worth and whatnot. And now looking back on it, obviously at that point I was not going to start seeing that 16 because I was not ready for that. But it does make sense that I'm seeing the 16 right now and in my life. I just looked at like my timer and it was 17 minutes 16 seconds of recording. So that's all the thing. But yeah. Although, as soon after I did it, that manifestation I did about the 16 thing, the next day, as soon as I did it, the next day, I was seeing 999 everywhere. And I kept trying to avoid it. And I kept trying to, like if I don't let it be real, then it's not real type of thing. But then eventually, like, I had to admit to myself, like, okay, yeah. Like, come on. It's obviously a sign. And it was a sign. After that, I think I truly released it. And after that, it's when I actually started feeling a lot better. So, things do work out. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of people being confused by angel numbers and thinking that angel numbers is just any number repeated, meaning like 27, 27, 10, 10. I've seen this a lot of it mainly on TikTok because there's so many misinformation on TikTok. And there's so many people trying to get into this whole thing, but they don't know where to start and they start making stuff up. It's so common. But no, it's a number repeating, a single number repeating. Now, that 222 happens to be three numbers repeating. That's different, but it's not going to be the same as in like 27, 27, 27. It's just not the same thing. Unless, of course, you start seeing the same number, even if it's not numbers repeating, but you start seeing the same number over and over again, and you claim it as your angel number and as your guidance number, that's a different thing. But, yeah. I think for a lot of people, I've heard their angel number or what they consider to be their angel numbers, for example, 666, because their life path number is 6, which I think it's the next episode I'm going to talk about life path numbers. But yeah, it truly depends on everyone. And at the end of the day, I think you can make your own angel number and your own beliefs, kind of like what I tried to do with the 16. Maybe if you want to try it out, don't do the first time like I did. don't do it the first time like I did, like, on a specific situation, because that's just closing your possibilities too much. Maybe meditate, do your whole ritual of manifestation, and do it for something else. Do it for something more attainable, you know? Like, it's, of course I wasn't going to see 16 so often if it was meant to be for this one person that is in the past, like, of course. So yeah, maybe try to make it for your, maybe try to tell yourself, like, I want to be more confident. So universe, whenever I'm starting to feel better, and whenever this whole situation starts to get better, I'll take seeing, let's say, number 54 a lot as a sign. And maybe start doing that, you know? I mean, it really depends. Or you could just wait and wait for the number to find you, kind of thing, you know? What else did I want to say about angel numbers? I think angel numbers are a really good sign, and they're a really good thing to have around, kind of because it's just reassurance, basically. I see it a lot as reassurance, and it has so much impact in my life because I see it as reassurance. Like, whenever I am doing anything and I see an angel number, it's like reassurance, like, okay, yeah, it's meant to be. Especially when I see 222, it was clearly meant to be, if I see 222. So, yeah, I see 222 a lot in songs, in specific things, and it's also pretty, it's pretty interesting. My friends have told me a few times that they do see angel numbers, like, by themselves, but they see angel numbers especially when I'm with me. Like, when I'm with me, no, when they're with me. Like, they normally do see angel numbers, but they see, like, more than normal when they're around me, which is pretty crazy. Or I have friends that literally say, I never see angel numbers except when I'm with you. Like, because you're, like, I just don't care for them and you're the only one. I am the type of person to be like, we're driving around and then I suddenly go, it's 222. Like, and everyone's like, no, none of us care. Like, we don't care. We don't give a fuck. And I'm like, well, it's 333 now. Like, I'm that type of person. I just scream it out. Doesn't matter who's talking. Sorry if I've ever interrupted you to scream out what angel number I just saw, but I consider it a very important task, okay? I need to inform everyone around us that change is coming. And that is okay, okay? What's that saying? Like, never mind. I was gonna say, like, I don't know what I was gonna say, okay? Let's pretend I didn't attempt to do that. Anyway, what other things I can talk about? Angel numbers. I think, let me ask someone. Okay, so I'm actually asking my friends and whatnot what questions or what things they want to know more about angel numbers, but while they were answering, I actually just looked up and I found out you can calculate your angel number. It asked me for my date of birth, my month, and my year, and it calculated with that, and it gave me 111. And the way you calculate your life path number, they also ask you for those three things. So, and my life path number is also one. So I think they correlate. Like, I think it's numerology as well. But it does say my number is 111, or like one repeating, which is pretty accurate because that's the one number I see at least three times a day. So let me read what it says. It says, this is one of the most spiritual of all of the angel number sequences, and one which is also very prevalent in daily life. Presenting itself on clock faces as 111 and 1111, this sequence often relates to someone who is inventive, original, and progressive in thought and wants to make the world a better place to live in. pretty accurate to me. I wonder, is it a coincidence that my angel number and my life path number is the same? Or is it just because, like, they both really, I don't know. But go look it up. If you're listening to the episodes in order, I think the life path number episode, it's coming pretty shortly after this. So maybe, okay, look your angel number first and see what it means. I looked up what's my angel number on Google, and I used this website. It's called higgypop.com. I don't know how reliable it is, but it's like, if it really is numerology, there's like, you can't really screw up. It's just like calculating your numbers anyway. Go get your angel number. See if you relate. See if it does turn out to be the number you always see. You know what I mean? Okay. Turns out none of my friends have any questions, because I already talk about it 24/7, and they're all like, no, everything that we have, like, that we don't know, everything that we, like, we know everything because you never shut up about it, and everything that they don't know, and questions that they already had, I already answered, like, I've already talked about it this episode. So I think I'm gonna cut this episode here. It was kind of a short one. I mean, it was only an angel number, so there wasn't much to say. Next one is going to be on effort manifestation. So next one's going to be on manifestation, and then that's going to be episode 8. But episode 11 is going to be with another guest, my friend Nada. And actually, that episode is already recorded, and I really liked it, and it was really fun to record. So I'm excited for everyone to be able to listen to that. I'll try to get all of them out as soon as possible, so everyone can listen to them. So, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying all of the episodes by now. I'll try to make a little bit more time so episodes don't keep getting spaced out all the time. So yeah. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.